I am convinced, Lynn, you have Judy's, right? You already put there, okay. I am convinced of the value of reading through the Bible. The top sheet here is what we're going to, that's kind of our outline. It's got the color pictures on the back. So if you would just snag that. I just want to encourage you to make it a habit to be reading through the Bible. And I don't mean just once, but throughout your life. I started, I don't know, how many years ago did we start really pushing that at Northridge? And I'll even show you which program I used to start with that really helped me along. But I tell you what, it's changed the way I see things. The Word of God is a big canvas, and unless you read through the whole thing, you miss things about God. You miss the way He works. You miss His plan, His design. We have a tendency to study little bits and pieces and miss the big picture. So we focus on a puzzle piece and we miss the true picture of what's there. It's the typical, you've heard the picture of Les, I'm going to talk about three blind men, right? Les and his two buddies are looking at we were teasing the other day because he was supposed to be driving when we were going out caroling. So he was offering to drive it. Three blind men looking at an elephant, and each one was describing a different part, right? One of them had the trunk and says, oh, it's like a big cedar. And the other said, no, it's like a big wall. And the other guy was yanking on the tail and said, no, it's a rope. Okay, and which one was true? All of them were true, but the problem was they weren't seeing the whole thing. And Bible reading lets you see the entire picture. You will never hear the entire Bible preached through, not in a way that you will if you read through the Bible. And you keep reading through it and you keep being reminded on a daily basis about God, who He is, what He's done, what He's promised, how He has defined how we are supposed to live. I put this together yesterday, Bible reading ideas, and it's not even complete, but we have so many different ways to read the Bible anymore. Okay? And there's really no reason not to. It's certainly not a time issue. What if you've been in my class as far as Bible saturation, how much time do you have to spend every day reading in order to read through the Bible in a year? The average reading speed. 15 minutes a day. There's an average of 22 minutes of ads and an hour of programming and television. And the average person, Christian or non-Christian, spends 40 to 44 hours a week either in front of a computer or in front of a television. The issue is not time. What is that, an hour and not even 2 hours a week. It's an hour and three quarters a week if you read 15 minutes a day. And honestly, I would encourage you to spend more time. Okay? I would encourage you to spend more time. So it's not a time issue. But just because you know you should doesn't make it possible to do it. I mean, you can, just like Pastor Sean, you said it's an elliptical machine. Mine's the treadmill, and it holds my clothes wonderfully well. Or like my dad has one, and Daniel is using it like an individual bobsled machine the other day. And he'd have it on, and he jumps off, shoots off the end. So I don't know if that counts. I don't know if you get mileage points for that or not. So, he's going to be my skydiver, I think, or something, without a parachute, you know, kind of thing. But anyway, the idea is just because you know you should, it's a lot easier once you have tools. It doesn't make it work, but it helps to have something. It helps to have a plan of some kind. Now, quickly, there's lots of different kinds of Bible reading schedules, and I've listed just five of them, okay? And actually, each one you might see in different formats. But the first one is canonical. And most people try reading through the Bible in a canonical way. The canon is the measure of Scripture. You start at Genesis, and you just keep reading till you get to Revelation. That's canonical. Okay? To me, that was always hard. To start in Genesis wasn't usually a big deal. But then you got to Exodus, And I tell you what, if you got through Leviticus, you were spiritual. You know, and it was describing everything. But there's a lot of good stuff even in Leviticus, but it's hard because it's so Old Testament, if you will. And it's hard to just hang in there for the stuff that you, may mean something, maybe a little more valuable. And the more you read those books even, they become more valuable because you start seeing the big picture. But there's other ways. There's an Old Testament, New Testament, so you're reading through the Old Testament and the New Testament at the same time. So they kind of break it up. Okay, so read some of the old, read some of the new. Historical, there's a historical method. The books of the Bible in the order in which they were written, which is somewhat of a theory, but like in the New Testament, what book of the Bible do they believe is probably the oldest book of the New Testament? Anyone but Pastor Sean can answer that. Valerie. Not Hebrews. Actually, they think that's probably one of the last ones. You're close, though, proximity-wise. He was the half-brother of Jesus. James. They believe that James is probably the first book to be written as far as age. Now, why is it in the order that it is in? Why is it in the canonical order? Well, they classified him by type, and they also classified him by length or size. Okay, just like Romans wasn't probably the first epistle written. It was probably written toward the end. Okay? But it's the longest epistle. So it put it at the beginning of the epistles. So they put all the Gospels together, but they put Acts, it's the only historical books. Then there's the specific epistles that are written to particular people. Then the general epistles, like James is a general epistle. It's not written to anyone in particular. So the 12 tribes, is it? Brethren, us. Something, you know, I can't remember what it is, but it's not written to a specific church. So they group them that way. That's historical, okay? The next one is chronological. What's the difference between chronological and historical? Historical is the order in which they were written. Chronological is the order in which the events happened. So what would you start with at the beginning? Genesis 1 will probably be there almost in any of them, okay? But what's another book in the Old Testament that occurs later on, but they believe it's timed chronologically very early? Job. So in a chronological Bible, you'll see Job close to the very beginning. Okay, and then it'll actually break it up quite a bit because you're reading pieces of things. You get a piece of Psalms in there because David wrote this psalm while he was fleeing from Absalom or whatever, okay? So that's a chronological view. The best of our ability, we try and order it according to the events as they happened. That's another way to read. It's a different approach, okay? And then there's a blended, which could be any combination of these, okay? Usually Old Testament and New Testament interspersed, but not necessarily in any order. The Old Testament, New Testament, it's kind of like that, only the Old Testament, New Testament is usually you're reading Genesis and Matthew, and you just keep going in order. Old Testament, New Testament blended, the blended is, it might put them in a different order just to make it a little more balanced as far as what you read or how you read. Okay? Questions on that? Different ways to read through the Bible. Okay? There's other schedule options besides those there, and I've put links there. If you have a computer, you can go straight and print them off. All of these that you see there are on that main website, on our church website. We have these here that we've encouraged over the years. But there's also different options too here. So if you want to look at the any order chart, if you take your stapled section here, the ones with all the pages. This is the one, it's the second one with all the little tiny squares. This is the one that I first was able to finish reading through the Bible with. And you know why? I could read anything I wanted at any time I wanted by the chapter. So all you do is you read whatever chapters, you can read whatever book you want, whatever suits your fancy, or maybe, hey, we're reading through that in Sunday school, we're preaching on that, and so I'm going to count that. But you can do it in any order you want, as long as you read the proper number of chapters a week. And it says it right on the chart there. If you read 4 chapters a day, you'll get done in 43 weeks. So that's actually going faster than a year. 23 chapters a week. That would be reading, 4 chapters Monday through Friday, and then 2 chapters on Saturday, 1 chapter on Sunday, every week. Okay, or however you'd want to break it up. And you could do it if one day is extra busy, you just read one chapter, but then you read more chapters another day when you have more time. I'm in Luke right now in my Bible reading. I'm on a 2-year plan. Luke wrote the most in quantity of the New Testament. Did you know that? Between Luke and Acts, he wrote more quantity of the New Testament of any others, and that's without counting Hebrews, which some people think he wrote Hebrews as well. The writer of Hebrews says, sorry, it's such a short letter. Which, that would sound like Luke, right? 28 chapters, 24 chapters, oh, 13, sorry. Okay? But, where was I going with that? But Luke, 72 verses in one chapter, and then 68, it's like, it's good, but it's long, and sometimes you don't have that. So I break that up sometimes. I'll read one chapter instead of sitting there reading 3 chapters all at one time or whatever. So you can break it up as long as you keep track of it here. And this is kind of neat because it does a couple things. Number one, it has all the chapters of the Bible that you can mark up. Okay? And then when you finish a row is 50 chapters. There's a little tiny skinny line on the left side there that you fill in the line so it's easy to count how many you've gotten done. But you can also, it's one chart superimposed. You see the diagonal line here? And then there's the number of weeks across the bottom, number of chapters across the side. You can actually chart your progress. And as long as you, when you count up at the end of the week, you're above the line, you're on target to finish by the end of the year. It's really nifty. So it's like a double. And by the way, the instructions are on the back of this as well. Okay, so it tells you a little more how to do it. You don't have to chart it if you want, but it helps you because some days it's like, oh, it's been, you know, the kids had the flu or, you know, the car shelled out or whatever, and I just didn't get all my Bible reading done. I can see where I'm at. So a lazy Sunday afternoon or something when I want to just refresh and get close to God, I can sit down and read 10 chapters or whatever. And I enjoy reading through books of the Bible because you see the big picture in a way that you can't, even one chapter at a time or something. But this is the one that helped me. You know why? Because I wasn't starting at Genesis. I could do wherever I wanted. You know, I want to read Ephesians today. I could read the entire book of Ephesians and cross off 6 chapters here. Oh, by the way, Psalm 119 is broken up into 8 sections. So it counts as 8 chapters on this. Because it has 6 verses in that? So it kind of gives you an option there too. Okay? So that's the first one. I call it the Any Order Chart. It actually says the Annual Bible Reading Chart. But that's where you can read in any order as long as you read that many in a year's time. Or you can change it to 2 years if you wanted. You would just have to cut that number in half. The Discipleship Journal one is the one I use anymore by default. That's the next page. It's a half sheet one that folds in half. And I like it because it's one of these blended ones where it mixes it up. So you're reading Genesis and Psalms, and it intersperses Psalms, actually. Leviticus, you're kind of reading in order, but then you're reading other things, Galatians, Deuteronomy, and you're reading until you're done. You read Genesis till you're done. You read, except for the poetry books, the different books. You don't just jump around, but you jump around by book, but not by chapter. But the one thing that the Discipleship Journal one does, there's 24 days of reading every month. How many days have 24 days in them? All of them do, folks. Come on. All of them have at least 24 days, right? That's supposed to be a joke. How many have 28 days? They all do, right? 24 days of reading. Every seventh day, it gives you time to reflect. Or for me, to catch up. Okay, so it's kind of a more intense schedule, but I can go at my own pace. And then also, if your month has 31 days in it, like say May or March or January, you got 3 extra days of makeup. But it bounces around so that it keeps it interesting for me. And I like that. I like to, okay, like I said, if you go to Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, it's good reading, but it's a different kind of reading than if it is Colossians or Philippians or whatever. So this is the one, and by the way, you can fold it in half and fit it in most Bibles. And then you can just check it off. Okay, and it breaks it up. It even breaks some of the Proverbs up, as you can see. Okay, and that'll still take you through the Bible in a year. Now, there's other options too, and I sat down and worked on a spreadsheet and different things. The Old Testament, 929 chapters. Okay, if my memory serves me correct. You can read 3 chapters each day, Monday through Saturday, take Sundays off, and read through the entire Old Testament in a year. Okay, it isn't that hard, and that's less than 15 minutes a day on average. The New Testament has 260 chapters. That's not even a chapter a day. So you could read one chapter each Monday through Friday and make it through the New Testament before the end of the year. And folks, listen, I encourage you to read through the Bible. But if you're not in the habit, start out somewhere. Okay? How many know Ray Pogeman? Ray Pogeman has an 8th grade education, maybe 9th grade, I can't remember. He dropped out of school. Ray Pogeman took 3 years and read through the entire Bible. Do you remember he would announce that? Hey, I finished the New Testament, now I'm starting on the Old. Anybody can read through their Bible. It doesn't take some kind of seminary degree, and you won't understand everything you read. That's not the point. The point is to get to know God and to focus your attention upon God. But if Ray can, and he did, you can too. He got done and said, I'm starting over. That's exactly the point. It took him 3 years, and there I have one of those plans here too. 3 is fine. But just keep reading through the Bible. But you can read through the New Testament. If you've never done it, try the New Testament. Try one chapter a day, Monday through Friday, starting the first Monday in January. And just start marking them off. And then when you get done with next year and you've read the New Testament, start the Old Testament. Bite off a little bigger chunk. There's also the New Testament 90 days. That's the one that looks like this on here. I don't steal stuff, but I got this off of Rick Warren's site or something along the way, I don't know. And it's set for June through September, so it's kind of like a summer project. But you could do it in any 30-day interval and read through the entire New Testament in 90 days, which is not a huge chunk to bite off. It's about 3 chapters a day. Okay? Piece of cake. Honestly, it's not that hard to do. And you can use this. It's got dates starting in June to September, so I think you use it for some project. I found that several years ago, and I'm like, I like that, at least the format. So 90 days. Bite off a 90-day chunk. And read through the New Testament. You can read the Psalms only. When I first went into the military, just to stay keen with God, they gave us all New Testaments at that time. They probably don't do that anymore in the military. But the Gideon New Testament, the little green New Testament, it had the New Testament and then Psalms and Proverbs. I've read 3 Psalms a day. There's 150 Psalms. 3 Psalms a day will get you to 5 Psalms a day. I wrote 3 here. 5 chapters a day will get you through the Psalms, and some of them are very small. The shortest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 117, how many verses? 2 verses. Okay, Psalm 119 is a little longer, but Psalm 119 is great. It's a good chapter. But they're not all very long. Psalm 1 is like 6 or 8 verses. They're not super long. Most of them aren't. But you can read 5 chapters a day, and finish in 30 days? Proverbs, how many chapters in Proverbs? 31, that's a month, right? One proverb a day. And I would do both. I would read my Psalms and then Proverbs and then be reading other parts of the Bible while I was in the military. As I had opportunity, while everyone was taking their smoke break, I took my Bible break, right? Help me stay sharp and keen for God. And plus, you get to know God that way. Key books. Now, this is one I developed last year, and it's on the back. I was like, what about for kids? You know, it's a little bit tougher to read through the Bible, but I've had kids in my house when they're 12 years old read through the Bible. So it's not impossible, but I'm saying the goal is to develop a lifelong habit, right? So the quantity isn't necessarily the goal for you or for them. The goal is the persistent habit, and I would encourage at least a chapter a day. That's all I'm asking you. That's all I'm encouraging you to do. This one takes 10 books of the Bible and spreads them over a year's time. 10 key books. We have Genesis, Psalms, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, which is historical books, the book of John, Acts, and 2 Thessalonians and Titus, it looks like. But it takes them through the entire year. So it breaks it down and makes it simpler. And again, it's not the entire Bible, but it's 10 books of the Bible that are key. You go through the entire book of Genesis, which is, to me, one of the most foundational books of all. Acts kind of gives you the history of the church. John gives you Jesus from a God, divine perspective, and some of the key epistles in the New Testament. Okay? Again, the idea is to develop the habit and read at least a chapter a day, and for by and large, that's what they're doing here. I broke down some of Psalm 119 into the last month. I made it easy at the end. Okay? I broke that down for them to do that. Okay? So it's easy to do that. Oh, I guess I listed them at the top. Genesis, 1 and 2 Samuel, Psalms, Proverbs, John, Acts, Philippians, Titus, and 2 Thessalonians. Okay? And again, to develop a habit. If they get through that, then maybe start them on the entire Bible the following year. It can be done, and it doesn't take a lot of time. Measure their Nintendo time. Do kids still play Nintendo? I'm kind of out of that realm. So, or watch TV or videos or whatever. Say, hey, Bible, and then a break or whatever, okay? So those are the samples there, and all those are the ones that have links to them are on our website. You can read through the Bible in 2 years, 2 chapters each weekday, 3 chapters on Saturday. I had to figure this out on a spreadsheet. It was tougher than I thought. Do the Bible in 3 years. If you read one chapter a day, I would encourage you to do that at the minimum. You'll read through the Bible every 3 years, and that's okay. Though I'd encourage you at least once in your life to read through the Bible in a year. Right now I'm doing it at a 2-year pace. I take a lot of notes, so it takes me time to do that. Plus, I'm a slow reader, so add those two together. I slog on. So 2-year pace right now is what I'm doing. Halfway through the Bible right now. I got Psalm 94 to read, and then I'm starting the second half, if you will, as far as my Bible reading. I'm already into the next chunk, if you will. Okay? But at least one chapter each weekday, and then 2 chapters each Saturday and Sunday. And you can divide it up, maybe 2 chapters on Mondays and Wednesdays, and the rest read it, or however you want to do it. But that just makes it easy to remember. Okay? And again, I've taken the schedule off of the anytime chart, the annual Bible reading chart. 4 chapters a day you'll get done in 43 weeks. 23 chapters, 52 weeks. 23 chapters per week, 52 weeks. 24 chapters per week builds in a 2-week buffer for you. Okay? And again, let me encourage you. Why one chapter a day at least? Folks, God changed my life when I started reading the Bible in chunks. I started doing it more and more when I was in the military. I had a year where I worked in brigade headquarters as a radio operator. We go to the field, and one place out in California had 12-hour radio watch for a week. And I read half the Old Testament in sittings. The book of Joshua, 24 chapters in one sitting. The book of 1 Peter, 2 Peter in one sitting. And all of a sudden, you're seeing things that you don't see when you're reading a verse. You see the big picture. For every book, you see the trend of the people in Joshua or the struggles or whatever, and it's amazing. So the faster you read it, to a point, you get the bigger picture. The more you stretch it out, you forget what you read and it doesn't all connect together. So that's why I'm encouraging. And also, a chapter a day at a minimum, every 3 years is not too much to ask for a believer walking with God to consider that this is valuable enough for God to put it on paper. It's valuable enough for me to read. Right? Isn't that fair to say that? He wants you to know Leviticus 16 is in there for a reason. And even though it might not change your life, there's a lot of good things in Leviticus. And you see the detail that God required for the people of God of the Old Testament to worship Him. Okay, you start seeing the big picture. Paper schedules. The ones I handed out, there's a couple different ones that I'm going to show you here. This is the Faith Baptist Bible College one. Some of you already have this one, but I'm going to show you how this one works, okay? Now, you don't have to do this right now, but what you do, these are perforated. Look up here, okay? It comes, actually, there's five sections. Three of them you don't really need. You tear them up, okay? One is the Old Testament. Let's see, this is the Old Testament. It tells you on January 1st, you read Genesis 1 and 2, okay? The second one is poetry. On January 1st, you read Psalm 1. And the third one is the New Testament. On January 1st, you read Matthew 1. So it's going through the entire Bible. And look, you can leave these in your Bible. They're bookmarks. And they're also checklists. And guess what? If you can't read, it's four chapters on day one. Okay? Another option is each one of these is an annual Bible reading schedule in and of themselves. The New Testament will take you through the New Testament in a year. The poetry one will take you through all the poetry books in a year. And the Old Testament will take you through the Old Testament in a year. So you don't have to use all three. And say, hey, I'm going to try and do all the Bible. And I get through February, as Pastor Sean says, and you know I'm way behind. So, okay, let's just set aside the Old Testament. I'll just keep doing the New Testament and poetry, right? You can still keep going because your goal is what? A daily walk with God, a daily habit. That's the goal. Next year, I'll pick up Old Testament again or whatever the case might be, okay? Lots of options here. I feel like that guy that sells the chamois cloth on television. You know what I'm talking about here. Radio Bible class. Marv religiously gets these out to us. I'm not talking about the little devotional. You can read that, and there's always a passage there too. But on every page is a through-the-Bible reading schedule too. I'm looking at January 14th, and it says here, the Bible in 1 year, read Genesis 33, 34, 35, and Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 20. There's 3 months worth in this, plus you got a little lesson or devotional on top of it if you want. There's lots of options. Are you running out of options? Which one is the best? Whatever works for you. And I would probably slush them around and use different ones at different times, okay? Special Bibles. On the back here, our color of your main sheet. Down at the bottom, the last row, the first two are chronological Bibles. What's chronological? It puts the verses in order in which they think they occurred by time. You know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, starts there, but then Job shows up, and then they'll intersperse the Psalms. Obviously, the Gospels are going to put them all together as the events occurred. Blind Bartimaeus is going to have all the verses about him. And you read it that way. Is that a good way to read it? Sure. I probably never will. My mind doesn't work that way, and I like to be on the same piece of text in order. But there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if that helps you read through the Bible, go for it. There. I don't know. I'm guessing there's some discrepancy depending on who the author is because they have to determine what they think is best and they'll even tell you that. You know, this is our best guess. Chronological Bibles are a best guess. Same with historical Bible, you know, the order in which books of the Bible were written. Best guess. Okay? So, and there's different ones. I've only listed a New King James and a King James. There's a bazillion of them. I encourage people to read a literal Bible translation. So I shy away. I lean toward the New American Standard, the New King James, the King James if you like the Old English. So I think that younger people have a harder time slogging through that. I grew up with the King James, so it doesn't bother me there. But the more easy to read it is, I'm sorry to say, the less likely it's probably accurate. Okay, if it's a dumbed-down version, it's probably, if it's easy to read, it's probably easy to read because they've sacrificed accuracy for that. So I encourage you to read a literal translation. But the NIV is a dynamic equivalent. It's not a word-for-word. But if that gets you through the Bible in a year, read it. I just wouldn't study from it. Okay? Something like that. Or the New Living Translation, which to me is not even a translation. But you can ask me about those things later. Children's Bibles. The top eight here are children's Bibles. They're either ones that Pastor Sean's kids are using or my kids are using. Okay? My kids are using the middle one at the top, the International Children's Devotional, depending on their age and their reading level. They've used the Beginner's Bible, which is very simple. Right now, Mary and Macari are using the second one on the far right one on the second row, the Day-to-Day Begin to Read Bible. Again, it's not the Bible text. It's summary little stories that kind of follow the Bible chronology, okay? But it's they're learning how to read. And parents, if they don't know how to read it, guess who can read it to them? You can, and they're fun. There's another one I should have put on here is the Rhyme Bible. What a blast! I love poetry. When it first came out, I was still at the bookstore, and I read some portions out at the ladies' retreat up at camp, and I sold like 40 copies in 10 minutes. It's just hilarious. But I mean, develop a habit. And if it's fun, that's okay, all right? It can be fun too. The Illustrated Bible, I don't think it's by day, but still, you can just go one story at a time through there. Pastor Sean has the ones that his kids use here, and the one he said he really likes is the 365 Activities for Kids. It's like a flip calendar that you can look at. I forgot to bring ours today. But it's a flip calendar, and every day has a little thing to read and then an activity for the kid. And he's having to hold Bethany back, saying, no, not till January 1st.
Yeah, this is what it looks like. And by January 1st, it passes Genesis 2, let's just run out. Genesis 2, 8 through 25.
And then there's an activity to find the white flowers in there so she can go and do the activity afterwards. But it gets her excited about doing something every day, and that's what we want to do is get her in the habit of doing something, some kind of devotional every day.
And how old is Bethany?
Bethany is, you're four, right, Bethany? Five. I knew that.
That's why you ask your kid.
They put me on the spot, yeah.
But 5 years old, is that too early to start? No way. Okay. So, excellent. Barry, you can use that flip chart, too. It's fun. Find the flowers. What was that? Yeah. Yeah, let the little children come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven, right? Just quickly, the rest of them will go real simple, but there's different options. PDA is Personal Data Assistant. It might be a palm device or a cell phone now. A lot of them are PDAs. I do all my Bible reading in the PDA. I've imported the Discipleship Journal chart onto here, and I've shared it with a bit. I probably have 30 or 40 Bibles on here, and I have just bazillions. I have Greek and Hebrew and all that too, which you wouldn't care about, and I almost don't on here. It's just for a quick lookup. It's not fast like a computer is. But I'm saying I can read my Bible, and I take notes, and the notes synchronize with my computer. I have stacks of spiral binders that I've taken notes on for my Bible reading, and they're still in the spiral binders, where here I can actually search my notes on the computer. Okay, but also there's commentaries, maps, and all that if you want, stuff like that that you can purchase. But a lot of stuff is free. So if you have a cell phone that's kind of like a smartphone to some degree, There's probably free Bibles that you can use, and it doesn't cost you anything. And there's always stuff you can pay for, too. But, I mean, you don't have to necessarily pay money. Even the books here, I did a search on Amazon. A lot of these, some of these are out of print or out of date. They're older. You can go to Amazon.com and buy a used one for a penny, pay $3.99 for shipping, and have it arrive at your door for $4. How's that for a good deal? It slices, it dices, right? So there's different options than I listed. I used the olive tree one, the first one listed there, but there's the Bible reader's free, and there's several free Bibles, and the Bible reading schedule's free, and it works on most, you know, smartphones. So it doesn't, you don't have to spend money to do that, okay? And you can spend money, but you don't have to. Online options here, I've listed several, and each one of these, a lot of these you can read online even. Like the first one I listed was pretty neat, the Blue Letter Bible. You can choose your Bible version, but there's 6 plans, and you can actually log in online and read it online if you want. Now, I like it on my PDA or my Bible because I can take it with me a little more easier than a laptop or something. But those are options too. If you can do that every day in the computer, and there's a lot of these you can print off too. There's PDFs of a lot of them. I told you about those too. But there's 5 sites right there that give you different Bible reading schedules. The last one here, and then I'm going to mention 2 that aren't on here, is Bible software. If you have Bible study software, Libronix, it's Logos, or PC Study Bible is another big one, or QuickVerse, those all have built-in Bible reading schedules, and you can actually define what you want to read even. I want to read the Old Testament, I want to read the Minor Prophets, the Major Prophets, whatever, and it'll break it down and let you read it every day. And a lot of them you can take notes as you do it. I haven't got into that habit yet. That's probably my next step, but when I get, can ever get a tablet PC that takes place in my PDA. Go ahead. I looked at eSword online, but I couldn't tell if they had a reading schedule or not. Okay. So, yeah, there's an e-sword.com, and I just couldn't find confirmation. So there's lots of software, but there's just another option. And again, eSword's free, so it doesn't cost you anything to do that. The other 2 options, and don't set these aside. If you're a busy mom, or if you drive in the car, what about a Bible on CD or MP3? Now, you can get all the Bible in like 4 CDs now because they've shrunk them down to MP3s. Or if you're into iPods, I have an iPod. I don't listen to it much. But or I even have that. I have Colossians, Ephesians, several others on MP3 on here as well that you can listen to while you walk, if you exercise once a year. You know, 3 times a year, use that. You know, so and listen, and you say, well, I don't catch it all. Well, is it better than not doing it at all? You can play it while you're cleaning the house or while you're working in your wood shop, Jeff. Now, it's not the same as reading. It's different than reading, but you still listen to it. And it's different. If someone's reading it, it's different. So I would encourage you to maybe do both. You know, just listen to books of the Bible. And there's even video Bibles you can watch now. That it's, I don't know how it does it, but I've seen them advertised on television. That, you know, I think I would go nuts. Yeah, they're DVD-type things. And this is reading the Bible, but I don't know, somehow it's dramatized. But there's even dramatized Bibles on CD. So it's still the text, but they you know, bring some more into it, kind of like our dramatic reading. So, you know, it brings more out and kind of, so there's lots of different ways. So how many here think they can't find a way that might work for them? That can't work for them? Yeah. And I didn't mention that. I'm sure they have Spanish ones. Well, they're all, I guess their Bible reading schedules aren't for that. So. But anyway, there's all kinds. And I would encourage you, at least how many chapters a day?
One.
Yeah, one. And as Pastor Sean said, oh, I missed a day. My answer to that would be, so what? Are you still alive? Read a chapter today. Don't even worry about catching up unless you want to. Read the today chapter. Okay? You know, your cat died yesterday, and you know, just it spun everything out of control. Or something even worse, or whatever, you know. Okay, and somehow you just didn't have a chance to read your Bible. Well, okay, today's another day. Start where you left off, right? That's kind of the nice thing about the pace. And if you have a checkbox, you can just check off where you've been. And oh, so what if you finish January 10th rather than December 31st? No one's going to crucify you for that. Everyone's going to congratulate you for finishing, right? So, questions? I'm over by 8 minutes. Lots of options. Lots and lots of options. Please, please develop that. Read together. Read separately. Lots of different options. You could read together, you know, Proverbs every day as a family, or read the New Testament together as a family and do the Old Testament on your own, or however the case might be. There's lots of different options. And you don't even have to do the same thing every year. Okay? So how many are reading the Bible every day right now in some way, shape, or form? Okay. How many think it's a doable deal for you? I mean, it's something there you saw. You know, even if it's just reading one of these cards, too, right? It's doable, right? I just want to encourage you to do that. And if I can be a thorn in your flesh, oh, no, that isn't how you have someone to help you. You know, Pastor Sean's summary point, I'll be glad to do that. There's a guy at work, he goes to a Lutheran church out in West Des Moines, and he started reading through his Bible. And he says, I never knew some of this stuff, but I'm his little burr in his saddle there. Every time I see him, I'm like, where are you at? Are you still going, you know? And the key is, keep going. We want to encourage you to do that. It's changed my life. It's helped me to see God completely differently, and it's normal now. It's hard at the beginning. But I read to learn now. I read to know God. I'm not trying to check off my box. I'm just trying to get to know God, and that's what I would encourage you to do. I don't know of anything else that is more vital to your Christian walk than just the daily immersion in God's Word, whether it's a chapter, whether it's four chapters, or if you get the chance to sit down and read a whole book at once. So, all right? How many are hungry? Let's stand and we'll close in prayer, all right? You could go eat. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your word. Lord, it's not easy to read at times, and we certainly have a lot to vie for our time, but help us to worship you in placing emphasis on your word, not because we can check the box off, Lord, but because we can get to know you. And it's a lifelong pursuit, a lifelong process. And Lord, every day I read your word and I'm reminded of things that I've forgotten, or I see things that I know I've read but I didn't know. They just didn't click. And I would just ask that you would help each person here to enjoy you every day by reading your word. And Lord, may we just be that type of people that walks and talks with you every day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. And just, if you don't mind, as you get the chance, let me know what you choose. And I'll try to encourage you in that way. So thank you so much.